Hey, this is Mike.
And this is Leo.
And welcome to the Asian Menswear Podcast, a podcast made specifically to empower, inspire, and motivate all of you guys to become the best versions of yourselves. This is for us.
What's going on, guys? Welcome back to the Asian Menswear Podcast. Well, we don't just talk about fashion. I think a lot of people see Asian Menswear and they think, oh, it's a fashion podcast, which sucks, but it's not a fashion podcast. You know, like not exactly.
I mean, we just talk got about stylish fashion. People on it.
Yeah, we'll do that. And sometimes we'll have like stylish podcast episodes because at the end of the day, it's all about building confidence and building a better you. And I got Leo with me. We're back today with the old name was a solo segment, but I'm going to change that as well. So as you can see, this podcast is changing left and right all the time. And I'm going to change that segment into Level Up, which is like actionable things that you can take with you after listening and then apply to your own life right away. So we got Barbershop Talk, where we talk about random things. We have Level Up, where you learn about things. Maybe it could be how to work out, how to dress better, how to be more confident, etc. And then we got Spotlight episodes, where we provide how to be successful from people who've done it. And Leo's actually one of the original Spotlight episode guys.
Yeah.
He is the original. He is the one. So... but yeah, what's up?
I like this. I like this new name change. You know, Level Up. That is kind of all about self improvement, right? And like, yep. I think these are very important topics that we personally deal with, and we obviously think is so important that we need to share it with you guys.
Yeah. So hopefully, you know, we do our best to provide actionable advice and tips and just wisdom when we have it. But yeah, today's topic is kind of near and dear. It's something that I've been dealing with. I think Leo's even noticed it, but I didn't exactly know what was happening because I kind of had to do like a self-assessment of what was going on in my life. But we're going to go over work burnout. And that's something that, yeah, again, I think I've been dealing with as of late for the past couple of weeks. I've just been feeling kind of less motivated, you know, not really on top of my things. And I had to ask myself, I was like, why am I feeling this way? And then I started, you know, really like Googling things up. First, I became aware of it. But basically, just to explain what that is, if you don't know, is job burnout is a particular type of work-related stress, a state of physical or emotional exhaustion that also involves a sense of reduced accomplishment and a loss of personal identity. And I'm going to read out a couple of questions to see if you guys say yes to this. If you do, maybe you have a minor level of a burnout that you might not even know. And it's like, do you drag yourself to work and have trouble getting started? Do you lack the energy to be consistently productive? Do you find it hard to concentrate? Do you lack satisfaction from your achievements? Have your sleep habits changed? Feeling overwhelmed, loss of motivation, negative outlook, decreased sense of satisfaction, accomplishment, and emotional exhaustion. And I, there's definitely a couple that I've checkmarked off. And this is a question I want to, you know, ask Leo too, because I know with his line of work where everything's always different and it can be overwhelming, or it could be a large workload this week and then less, and then, you know, like all the deadlines. Like, have you ever felt job burnout, Leo?
No, I mean, that's definitely, it's happened to me in the past. And thankfully with my line of work, every day is like a different day. And I'm able to schedule my time because I am my own boss. So I can kind of master my own schedule. Yeah. But, you know, there's definitely times where there's a lot of work, or there's just a lot of different projects. Of course, you know, I have Levitate Style, but also have a YouTube channel. And obviously I'm trying to get on that TikTok game. And at the same time, running my clothing, so Levitate Collection. And, you know, to be honest, I'll be honest on the podcast, I haven't posted in the clothing account in like a month because it's just been very overwhelming with traveling and all the content from that trip and also all the content from my work. And then also, of course, I still want to enjoy life. So when we're out and doing stuff, I still like to capture content because it's still people, you know, stuff people want to see, right?
Yeah.
And on top of that, keeping up with YouTube with weekly videos. And then of course now, which I love doing the podcast. So obviously having that consistent, but then again, I got to carve out my time during the week to film these episodes. What else? And then of course, you know, like the actual life part, you know, having the relationship and keeping that. You know, I've gone through it too. But tell me about your most recent burnout. Like, what was going on?
So there's like stages, right? So for this episode, guys, we're going to do four tips that I found, I think, is most useful that I've used too. But for me, most recently, I think it's like you have like a honeymoon stage where when you start a project, you kind of get excited about it, right? You're like, ooh,
yeah,
people like what you're doing. You get likes, and then eventually those things become normal, right? You get in the same thing and nothing really changes. So then if you're using that as motivation, that could really hurt you in the process. So I think that's what's been happening. Like everything has been kind of like the same thing. As I'm adding more and more things that like I do the Wednesday Whiskey Lives, I do the Instagram posts, the captions, the podcast guests, the having to research the guests, and then podcast with Leo, editing the podcast. Like I'm adding so many things and there's a lot more that I want to add on to it, but I'm learning like I need a lot of help. So recently I've come to grips that I need to hire someone to kind of take on the stuff that I've been doing that's like kind of the day-to-day that I shouldn't be focused on anymore. So that's me slowly kind of giving up the reins and kind of giving off less control. And hopefully once everything, all that gets settled, like I'll be back in a good place where I can focus on like the bigger picture, right? Which is what you want to be. You don't want to be stuck into the mundane day-to-day. Like you understand, like you are the brainchild of whatever it is that you do. So you need to focus on the bigger picture, which is growing it and making sure that it gets to that next level. And you're not using your time to do, you know, all the other stuff. Right. But yeah, for the four tips, or actually no, Leo, you said you had a burnout a couple of years ago. When was this?
I mean, no, just it happens at different times. I don't think I've ever had like a big burnout per se, but you know, like what you're saying is a great point, because a lot of your work right now is with Asian Menswear. Yep. But you know, you also have other projects that you're working on, that you're developing, that's not even really related to Asian Menswear at all. Mm-hmm. And of course, like you have other things going on, right? So like, and then, you know, and like what you were saying, there's so many components to Asian Menswear alone. And I don't think people realize how much work it is to edit podcast episodes.
Yeah.
So of course, like kudos to you.
Thanks, man.
But yeah, I mean, like even for me, like it's, you know, I think that's the tricky part as a creative, right? Because once you finally create something, like what you're saying, creating a post, creating that like content that people enjoy. And then when you do it over and over again, people are kind of getting, all right, you know, it's the same old thing, or it is what it is. And like people constantly, in a way, in the creative field, it's like you're also being constantly challenged to do something new. And that can also take a lot of energy. And then again, it's like, it could be that honeymoon period, right? In the beginning, people might not like it. And then you're like, well, wait a second. And it's also tough because social media, of course, and, you know, also podcasts too, it's like numbers affect you, right? Because you look at the likes, you look at the reach, and you're like, well, look at all this work I put in for this one post and all this research. And then it's not reaching as much because of the algorithm or because people didn't care. It's just like, damn, like, it's not as simple as like homework, right? Like you do a full report and you get an A and you're good. So I totally get it, because it's like, it's not just like, oh, you create something. You also have to see what the feedback is. And that feedback can obviously easily, it can really affect you.
I like what you said with that. Because you could create something, put all your heart into it, and then it's just not great. Like versus like you do an assignment, you're going to get an A if you complete it. But here, if you complete it, it doesn't matter. If it's not good, you're not, it's just really like,
you chose this life. You know, that's the difference between working a technical accounting numbers like job versus a creative job, right? Because that is the challenge that people don't talk about enough. Like it's not as easy as it looks, you know, like there's so much you have to consider. You know, if it was easy, everyone would be doing it.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, like I've dealt with burnout too, just because there's so much on my plate, and then it comes to priority then, right? You know, it's like, okay, well, what's the most important thing? For me, the most important thing is I gotta post on Instagram. I post at least once a week. I post at least
once a day,
even twice a day now, because like I'm pushing out a lot more reels. I have a lot of video content now. So it's just like, I'm literally posting twice a day. So then guess what? Other accounts gets kind of pushed to the back burner. Like I'm kind of like, afterthought, by the time it's like 7 o'clock at night, I'm like, I already posted twice on Levitate. I'm tired. I don't want to post on this other account. And then YouTube is like, it's not getting that many views. Like, do I really need to build another platform when I already put in so much work on this? So it's, you know, I get it. It's a lot of priority really in place.
And I think this first tip is really important, right? And kind of going into like when you have so many things going on, structure is so important. So the first tip is stay organized and bring more structure into your day. So you stay on top of everything that you need to get done so that it doesn't become overwhelming, right? Because maybe if you have a list of 10 things to do, cut them down to like make sure that you're doing throughout the week, you can do two of those things per day throughout the week. And then by the end of the week, you have knocked out your 10 versus you're not sure what you're doing. And then you're doing like six in one day. And then that can be very stressful. And I think Leo is very structured. And I wanted to see, you know, like like you kind of have to be, right? With your clothing brand, with your YouTube, with your content, your brand partnerships. Like that's a lot to deal with in the podcasting as well.
There was a thought just now. Have you seen the movie The Shining with Jack Nicholson? Old school classic movie.
Yeah.
But basically he was working in the hotel and he keeps like typing. He's like, oh, like all this dull work, make Jack a dull boy, whatever. So basically it's like, if you're doing the same thing every day, it can get very tiring. So it is so important to really switch up your schedule weekly. For example, with me, it's like I don't shoot YouTube videos every day. I don't shoot content every day because that can be very tiring because that means like I have to get ready, like, you know, do my hair, right, like dress to the nine, prepare like whatever outfits and go out and shoot like every day. That's very tiring. So usually on like the Sunday, on the weekend, Sunday night is probably my best time where I kind of look over my week and prioritize what needs to be done. And if I need to shoot like sponsor projects, I usually try to group them as much as possible together in one day. So that means like, this content is due by Tuesday. So obviously I need to shoot it on Monday. So then Monday's all right, what else can I shoot on the same day? So I can knock them all out. So then Monday becomes a shoot day. And then Thursday now for us, behind the scenes, but like we shoot our podcast videos on Thursday. So now it's like, okay, I know for sure I'm going to block out my time Thursdays. And for me, it's like, all right, this is the once a week I get to do this. The rest of the week, I don't have to think about it too much. It's not going to be overwhelming for me. So I'm able to tackle on this project. So then for example, like I can move around my schedule and I'll have like Wednesdays where I shoot YouTube videos. So every day I am doing something a little bit different. And then depending on the priority, there are days when I'm like, oh, hey, like this is not a priority. I don't have to shoot today. So then on this day, I will just work on something else. So that way every day is a little bit different. And I also know like, hey, I don't need to do this today. I have Monday for this. I have Friday for this.
Yeah.
And that's how I really like to schedule it. It's really like what you're saying, kind of grouping them together. So I'm not doing the same thing every day, but then it's like, all right, Monday is this, Tuesday is this. Yeah.
Yeah. And I find myself like, I kind of the opposite where I'm like, things are always on fire, like last minute, like I'm doing this and that. I think that's what's causing a lot of the burnout. Because before I did have a schedule where Monday I would focus on creating content for Instagram. And then Tuesday I would work on the brand that I was trying to build out. And then Wednesday would be podcasting. So I need to be able to separate versus all the time. There's just this. So it causes a lot of stress and a lot of the feeling of like being overwhelmed. So definitely stay organized, guys, if that's something that you're dealing with now. And then for two, I think this is really important as well, is take some time away to reset and do non-work related activities or plan a getaway if possible. I don't know what your situation is, but to be able to move away from your work completely, to not think about it. And this also leads to the next one, but we'll talk about that in a little bit. But like, you know, enjoy, like, I think with the pandemic and everything, it's been not helpful at all being stuck in your home and not being able to interact with people, have conversations. And like before, I used to like to work out. I would like to go play basketball. So that was like a nice little fun thing that I got to do during the week. But because of COVID, you know, like all that's out the window. So hopefully with everything going on, that we get back into those routines. I don't know what you, because I see that you're playing basketball now. Like that's definitely a non-related
thing. Like, I'm so happy now because obviously now I'm vaccinated and the weather is great. And of course, now that we kind of took like a quick pause from traveling. We were just traveling quite a bit. So now like having that kind of routine. So again, with work, I'm thankful with my flexible work schedule. I can mostly work in the afternoon. And of course, I have no problem working at night, just if I need to catch up on some stuff. So my mornings, that's when I do my workouts. And now I'm trying to balance my workout where I have like a strength training day, then I have like a running day, and then I have like a basketball day. So that, again, changes up my schedule every day. So like every day feels like a new day. It doesn't feel like, oh, I'm doing the same thing all the time, all the time. So even basketball now, I'm trying to do like basketball on Wednesdays and like Fridays and then maybe Saturdays. So that way, and also I could maybe play basketball with one friend on Wednesday, basketball with another friend on Friday. And that way it's like, hey, I'm getting my workout, I'm getting to play my favorite sport, and I get to hang out with, you know, some of my friends and get to catch up, right? So that's like a little bit of these like life tips that actually can make a huge difference, in your life.
Right. Have you played with the Fung Bros yet, and John and them?
No, we're actually planning on it. You know, just making time, if it's indoor, outdoor, trying to figure it out.
They look pretty good too from the videos that I've seen. So. Let's see. Wait, you played with the Fung Bros that one time in LA, right? They were there too?
Yeah. That was actually the first time we met. They're pretty good. And I was surprised. Listen, like I haven't played in a while.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, like I can kind of keep up with them. So I was like, all right, I'm happy with that.
All right. Well, so hopefully, because I know John Hoops too, the videographer, right?
Yeah.
I know he hoops too, so that'd be
interesting. Trying to meet up with him too. He has like an indoor course. I'm trying to hoop with him. So, you know, like I said, like that's the kind of just like trying to reconnect with different people, you know, and if you don't like to just hang out, find something that you guys can do together, like an activity. And that way it's like, hey, you kind of get like a 2-for-1 hanging out, playing sports,
nice break.
Working out.
Yeah.
It's such a great mental break. And it's also a great change for your body and for your schedule.
Well said. Well said. I like that. And then the third one is make sure to implement a work-life balance. When it's time to work. When it's time to relax, relax. Avoid overlapping. So if you're relaxing, don't. If your work is like, for me, like, going on Instagram, like don't go on Instagram, you know, like being able to separate the one from the other, you know, so it doesn't always, because if you're mixing one another, then it always feels like you're working. And that's something that like I'm trying to work on with myself. And then like, I know you're pretty good at this too. Like you work from a certain amount of time to whatever time. And then once you're done, you're pretty much relaxing, right? You're not, or do you have issues with that part too? Or what do you think?
I think in the early years of Levitate Style, it was definitely like, I just felt like it was like work all the time. But at the same time, I'm very thankful for this job, right? It's truly like a dream job where I get to turn my passion and my interest into a job. Like it doesn't even feel like a job. And that's ideally what a dream job should be. So for me, it doesn't feel like a job, but my partner, Alicia, you know, she is my photographer. That is not her dream job. So for her, it feels like work. So when I'm like, all right, yeah, let's go. Let's take some photos. Like, let's get some content. This is going to be fire. But she's like, I don't want to shoot a damn thing. Like she's tired. And I get it. And that's a whole other thing. How do you work with a partner? How do you work with someone else? Right?
We should do a conversation. We should do a podcast of that. Have Alicia on here. That'd be interesting. Yeah. Because I never saw the two sides. Like for you, it's this dream. And then for her, it's just, again, like it's just work for her.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So, you know, for her, it's like, you know, she's the one that has to like bend down and get all the shots and the right angle. So for her, it does feel like work. So that's a great work-life balance where I'm like, okay, listen, we're going to shoot this thing really fast, 5, 10 minutes, 15 minutes. Like I'm going to be as best as I can at my job so that we can get this done as quickly as we can. And also like knowing that, hey, listen, like, the sun sets, we don't shoot nighttime photos. Like the nighttime, we're enjoying life. Like we're gonna, you know, I think like the pandemic actually helped us have a way better work-life balance. Could be before we used to go to so many events and it's like, then it's like also shooting when we're at events. But now it's like, all right, nighttime, we're gonna have dinner. We're gonna watch some Netflix. We're gonna have some snacks. And on the weekends now, with the way kind of like TikTok and Reels are going, people are enjoying more and more these like casual videos. So usually I would bring a camera with me, but now I don't even bring a camera anymore. It's just the phone. And for Alicia, that's actually a huge deal because every time I'm like, oh, let's bring a camera on the weekend, she's like,
whoa. She knows what that means.
You know, so it's just like, yeah. Like, how can I have that work-life balance with a partner too, right?
Yeah.
So, but like having that kind of change and shooting these more like casual videos, it's a huge change actually. And you know, that's also like the difference shooting photos on a professional camera and shooting photos on an iPhone.
Yeah.
You notice it's a lot more casual. Other work-life balance, I mean, you know, on the weekends, it's like, I don't really schedule any like shooting, any work stuff on the weekend at all, unless it's like super urgent. And just making sure like, hey, like now, especially with New York City really open back up, on the weekends now, we're like, hey, let's meet up with that friend. Like, let's stop saying like, hey, next week. No, let's go meet up with that friend for that brunch. Let's meet up with that friend for that dinner. Let's just make these plans and just go and
stick
do
with
it.
Them.
Yeah. And that way, like, you really want to just enjoy your free time. Like, yeah, work hard and play hard. Like, really take advantage of the free time you have on the weekend, weeknights, whatever you can. And, you know, just really enjoy it. Like, don't think about work too much. Then you really get burned out because you think about work 24/7.
All day, yeah. And there's no better feeling than having something to do on the weekend, knowing that you've have all your work like done and work is behind you. For instance, like me, like this year's been really busy for me because I'm a groomsman and I'm also a best man for two of my boys are getting married. So that's I think that also added to the burnout because now my weeks are like planning the bachelor party.
Oh, wow.
Dealing with like the suits and having to make sure I get the fit. So this year for me has been so busy and I think that hasn't helped at all. But like even for the wedding, like luckily I was able to kind of finish what I needed to do. And then during the wedding, I was able to just relax. And that's really a nice way to kind of get away from your work and just enjoy life, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, so we got that down. Looks like, yeah, work-life balance, extremely important, guys, if you can. And especially if you have a partner, if you can, you know, like they want your undivided attention. And if you're, you know, trying to add in work while you're out on a date or something like that, that's, you know, sucks for them too. And then the last one I have for us is ensure you're getting plenty of rest, eating nutritious food, and adding physical exercise into your daily routine. Your body will respond to how you treat it and what you feed it. And basically, like when a lot of times when we're stressed out, we like to kind of go towards something that makes us feel good, even if it's not very good for the body. But if you want to get out of that burnout period, you want to make sure that you are feeling your greatest, you know, like a lot of people will reach for food or they might reach for alcohol or whatever it is that gets you to get away from whatever it is you're stressed about. But you kind of have to do the opposite if you're self-aware, you know, like maybe have that treat. But after that, like, hey, I need to get back into it. I need to be at tip-top shape to get out of this rut that I'm in. And that's extremely important, especially, you know, like we talk about all the time, like working out, making sure that you're, you know, staying on top of like your diet. If you know, if that's something that you added into your weekly routine, like those things are all important for sure.
No, I totally agree with that. And I think like when we say work hard, play hard, we also don't mean go blackout drunk every weekend.
Right.
At the club, at the bar, and spend all your hard earned money on a table on bottles, right? Like, I think we drink more casually. Like we'll have a drink there and there, really enjoy it, not like to get drunk. So I think like when you are what you put into your body, right? So if you're drinking a lot of water, if you're eating healthy, if you're eating the right stuff that kind of keeps your body a well-oiled machine and energized, like it helps a huge difference. And then honestly, it's kind of like the side effect, right? If you're stressed and then you stress eat and then you stress drink, then guess what? Okay, maybe you're done with work, but guess what? Now you got to maybe deal with making your body healthy and working out. And it's like, that's overwhelming too when you have to
overdrive.
Then, yeah, it's a lot. And so I think like, I mean, it's so easy to kind of fall into these addictive behavior and like eat junk food and whatnot.
Yeah.
But stay strong, you know? You know, like little things, right? Like eating healthy, even like maybe taking a walk if you really need a mental break. But I honestly think like having that work-life balance, hanging out with different people, making sure you have that time for yourself, really have that time for yourself on the weekends and your free time and stuff for your hobbies. Like it's so important to have that. So it's not all work, right? Like it's so important to have that.
I think, this is kind of like this is like a bonus tip. I think this kind of mixes on with everything. I think it's a
bonus.
Really important, like mix things up to avoid boredom. If you think about all these things we talked about, boredom is really what kind of drives that like burnout, like doing the same thing, like you're a robot, you know, like we're human. Like we need to be able to interact with people. We need to be able to do different things. And at the end of the day, if you're doing the same thing over and over and over, I think there's like a quote, doing the same thing every day is like insanity.
Yeah.
Or something like that. I forgot what the quote is. All right, let me pull it up. But it's a really good quote.
But I also think, you know, like not, you know, of course, not everyone has a job that could be different. So I do recommend, if it's possible at all, maybe work from the desk 2 hours at a time, then work from the couch 2 hours at a time, get a cafe. Like that change of scenery can help you. Like just because you're like moving around, you're kind of changing your pace, you're changing the way you're sitting, you're changing what's your surrounding, your environment. I think that's really helped us because like, thankfully we live in an apartment building where I work from the desk in the morning and then I work from the lounge in the afternoon. So nice that lounge. Also really helped me changing the way I see things. Like I know it's like, oh, when I'm in the lounge, I'll be extra focused because I put in all this effort to come sit here, you know, sit down and work there. Whereas in the morning, it's a lot of,
It's like that. You're there to work and that's it. Yeah.
Yeah. And you know, so put yourself in an environment where you're like, okay, here, the next 2 hours, I want to be hyper-focused. You know, like maybe in the morning, just catch up on emails and, you know, work calls, whatever. But then it's like, all right, in the afternoon, these 2 hours, this next hour, I need to be hyper-focused on this one project.
Yeah.
But change your scenery. I think it's really helped me in the past because I know I'm like, hey, I'm coming up to the lounge for 3 hours. This is what I'm working on. Yeah. I can work on other things when I'm on the couch back at home. You know, so let's see what works for you. Hopefully that helps.
Yeah, that's funny. I used to go to cafes and work, and that helped a lot too, because that's just like a work environment. But because of the pandemic, we haven't been able to sit in these shops. So, you know, because it's nice to have other people working around you, and it's like this feeling in the air, like, hey, everyone's hustling. Well, listen,
you went all the way out to a cafe. You pay $5.75 for that coffee. You know, you're sitting there. Everyone's judging you. Everyone else is working. So it's like, okay, like, again, it's the environment. And it's all about mental change. And of course, you know, like, you know, it's maybe not the best cost effectiveness, but it's like, hey, you know, if that's what helps you to get through that work-life balance or like that mental break, you got to do what you got to do.
Right. And then the quote that I was talking about was, insanity is doing the same thing over and over again, expecting different results. So I guess, you know, for this would be like, if you are constantly getting this burnout, it's like, see what you're doing. Have you not made changes into your work life and your day to day? Maybe you need to change it up. So, but yeah, that's basically all the tips that we have. I know a lot of people are probably going through this, especially through the pandemic. But if you are, hey, everyone goes through it. I go through it. Leo goes through it. But the best way is to make sure that you're self-aware, that you're aware of that this is happening and that you're feeling this way and that you make the necessary steps to get out of it. But hopefully this episode's helpful, guys. This is the level up segment. We changed it from the solo episode.
Level up,
baby. And then, do you have any
levitate?
Yeah, you want to levitate.
I mean, I think we share some really good points. And hopefully, you know, if you guys feel that way, you know, definitely try out these tips. And, you know, we'll see.
and you know what, today, Leo, I'm going to let you close it out, man. You want to close it out? All right. That's the...
Yeah.
You know, like how I do, like, man, that's about it. Hopefully you guys get the tips. All right, go ahead. You got it on the spot.
I thought I already kind of said that, but hey, yeah.
Do the narrator voice.
All right. That's it for this podcast episode on this level up on ways to deal with work burnout and how to better your work-life balance. Hope you guys enjoyed these tips and let's continue this conversation.
Peace.